RDU 98.5. Welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast. It's just gone past 8 a.m. and it is time for my first guest of the day. He's been a bit of a, I would say, a presence of 2024 in terms of music and playlisting and all that. And he's got a delightful new tune out today. It's called Slipping Away. I have the wonderful Sam Fowles on the line. Good morning, Sam. Oh, there you are. Good morning, Sam. Sorry.
How are you, Lucas? Morning, Liam. How you doing, brother?
I'm really well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
How are you feeling this morning? Do you ever get used to releases?
I feel good. It's always good. It's nice to, like, just it's off my hands now and everyone can enjoy it and, you know, like, yeah. My work is done.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
Oh, I'm really glad you can kind of reach this point. Tell me a bit about Slipping Away. First of all, congrats.
Thanks.
It's a great song. How did this come about?
This tune, I was at my friend Dane's house and I was sitting outside in the sun and I was just playing guitar and I was sort of, I think I was going for a breakup at the time and I don't know, I didn't have that in my mind, but I was just kind of jamming and I came up with the chorus, the idea for the chorus.
Mm.
My mate was inside doing dishes or something and he walked straight outside and he was like, Sam, you need to make that a song, bro. That's a song, bro. So that's kind of how it came about.
So it's just one of those like earworms really that grows into something bigger. I kind of love that. It's great.
Yeah.
Did you pick it as like a single? Did it really stand out to you as a single? Or how did why this?
That's a good question. I guess initially, I think, yeah, I guess it's kind of like, it's up-tempo, it's groovy, it's fun, you know? I mean, yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's quite like chorus-heavy, I guess. Yeah, there's a lot of things point towards being a single, I guess.
Actually, when you put it like that, I'm like, yeah, it does have a lot of good things a single should have, I suppose. Now, does a lot of it just come to you like that? You're kind of sitting about pottering around and, you know, good little jingles or lyrics come into your head. Does that often happen?
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes I think I always try and create space. Like, it's kind of a bit of an oxymoron at being a musician and not listening to music half of the time instead of all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
right.
Like, to give that space, and I think in that space, it kind of like, I guess your creativity kind of wants to listen to music, so it kind of makes up music. I don't know, maybe, you know, like.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it gives it space for your brain to like, you're like, oh, I want to hear a tune. So it sometimes spits one out and sometimes they turn into real things.
Oh, it must be a party in your brain. I'd love to visit. Hey, it's been a pretty good year for you. I mean, this isn't the first time we've chatted, and I've playlisted a few of your songs this year. 2024 must be a bit, it must be quite rewarding for you.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, man. It's been a lot of years of work gone into this, building up this moment. So like, it's really nice to, you know, to let them out into the world and let everyone enjoy them. And yeah, it's a really good feeling, man. It's kind of the not the end of the line, but it's like, it's nice to reach this point, I guess. Yeah,
no, I'm glad you kind of mentioned that because I was kind of thinking, you know, a lot's coming out this year, but like there must have been a lot of work that went into it first. So, like, I take it you've been kind of, what, working on this music and writing and creating What, for a good couple of years?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years in the making. I think when did we start recording? We started recording, I think there was a lot of demos and stuff. Mm, I mean, I wrote all the songs on the acoustic guitar, and then we made all the demos. And then went into the studio, what year is it now, I think? I'm going to say November 2021.
Oh, my God.
Was probably the first, that would have been the first recording session for the album.
It's ages ago.
Yeah. And then, just spent a lot of time sitting with them and just getting to know them and trying things and seeing what sticks. And yeah, I love experimenting and like, I try not to rush things, and I just wait till it feels right, and then I'm like, okay, yeah, that's cool, I like that, and then move on to the next thing, and yeah, eventually get to a point where it's like developed, and you're like, yeah, that's it, man. I can't think of anything else.
That's really cool, and like, I admire that. As someone who's not themselves patient at all, to be able to do that is very impressive, and really interesting to say that because, Slipping Away sounds very different to your last single, which of course sounded very different to the one before that. Like, there's a lot of kind of experimenting going around here, and like, are you really trying to play with new sounds, or is that natural curiosity?
I think this album is kind of been a process of me experiencing myself through music, I guess, and trying to figure out what that is and how that manifests. And I think what I've tried to do is achieve a sound like that sonically sounds like me, like a sonic signature, but across song to song it's still like you can tell it's me, but I mean genre wise it kind of bends quite a bit.
Yeah, and I'd say you've done that, and that's not easy, so well done.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, that's really impressive. So Slipping Away, it's out today. Again, great song. What's next? What's step 20 in the process?
What's step 20 in the process? there's still one more single to come. And then the album will be released in late November.
Oh, you're teasing us here, man.
It's a process there.
I will cross that bridge when it comes to it. I'm just going to enjoy Slipping Away for now. Sam, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It is always a pleasure. If people want to listen to the new tune, any of your other tunes, or kind of keep up to date with you, where can they do all that?
You can find me on Spotify as the Sam Fowles, Fowles, and Instagram, Sam Fowles Music, Facebook, Sam Fowles Music as well, and Bandcamp, Sam Fowles Music. Easy, eh?
Yeah, how are you? Good. Yeah. Keep it uniform over everything.
Yeah. It's the only thing that's uniform around here.
Sam, one more time, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today, and congrats on this new single. Yeah, you should be very, very proud of it. Have a great, great day.
You too, Liam. Thanks for having me, mate.
And that is the lovely, lovely Sam Fowles talking about yet another banging single from him in 2024. It's like Christmas. Here it is, Slipping Away. Enjoy. I buried it down so no eyes can see.
set my mind free. Yeah. Being satisfied was always out of my reach. Yeah. My own mistakes as my own company. Slipping down into the deep, yeah.